get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot, Mitch Lake. We do appreciate it. Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ, and boy, we have a lot to talk about. Michigan Tech soccer in the playoffs at home again, and basketball at home Thursday night. We've got volleyball at home this weekend, football at home this weekend, hockey at home this weekend. Here is Wes Fron to tell you about it. Good morning, Wes.
Morning, Dirk. Yeah, it is an all-home weekend for the most part. And, boy, yeah, everybody taking some action at home and looking forward to it. It all starts today with the soccer match at 2 o'clock and the library tailgate starting at 12:30. It's going to be pretty cool. Absolutely free for the tailgate. I was a little out of turn when I said that the game was free. It was not. Yeah. It's a GLIAC game, so we have to charge admission. We usually don't for soccer games, but it is a conference tournament game, so it's their game, so we have to charge admission. It's only $5 for adults, $2 for kids. Tech students are still going to be free. We encourage people to come out, and you get a free lunch out of it. So come on out to the to Sherman Field this afternoon and enjoy that. And we need all the support we can get. Taking on Walsh, a team that we went to double overtime with here and beat them 1-0 the first time we played them here. So it's going to be a tough match today as they try to advance in the GLIAC tournament. And you know, every match is critical for, you know, NCAA region rankings as well. So, and that's obviously where the football team finds itself as well, as they come back home at 7-1. They find finally back at home for their final two games here, and looking forward to taking on Ashland, who's 8-1. Huskies were above them in the region rankings last week. We'll see what happens. I think they come out tomorrow, or maybe they're already out. Sometime this week they'll come out with the updated after last week. Ashland went and beat Grand Valley at Grand Valley.
Solidly,
yeah.
Yeah.
And the Huskies went down and got a solid win over Tiffin, so I mean, who knows how those things work? I think, actually, Tiffin's got a better overall record than Grand Valley. So, you know, on paper, it looks probably a little better for them, that win. But, you know, in terms of region rankings, that's going to be a good win for us on the road. And we'll see what happens with region rankings. Obviously, this is critical. This is a playoff game for both teams. The winner of this has a really good shot of getting to the playoffs. If they can win out, the loser's probably not going to get in. So it's a big game at Sherman Field on Saturday for football. 1 o'clock, we'll have the pregame and the library tailgate starting at 11:30. It's Hall of Fame weekend, Dirk. We forgot to mention that. Hall of Fame weekend, and in addition to all this stuff, volleyball at 5 o'clock on Friday, hockey at 7:30 on Friday, because of the Hall of Fame induction, which is going on Friday evening. And then volleyball at 4 o'clock on Saturday, hockey at 7 on Saturday night. So pretty much, if you wanted to see some Tech athletics, this is the weekend to come out and do it, and looking forward to being at home. And Hall of Fame is always a special weekend, and to hear all those stories about, you know, the athletes and coaches that we're inducting. Bernie Anderson's going in, Alex Kowalski, Nick Sturm, Jenny Sorensen from a women's basketball team. We also have Tom Bissett going in, and Matt Cameron from the men's basketball team, along with the 65 national championship hockey team. So a great group of inductees, and just going to be a great weekend all the way around.
It most certainly is, and we've got a lot to talk about. So we'll be back with more Huskies Drive Time right after this.